This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Zachariasen. American Renewable Energy Day, or R-Day, has grown from a one-day expo to a nearly week-long summit. And this year's event kicked off yesterday in Snowmass. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy was there. So, Elizabeth, what is the focus of this year's R-Day summit?
Well, the title this year is Making America Greater, the Business of Innovation, Climate Leadership, and Resilient Communities. And then within that, there's really a focus on leadership around climate ideas, business and economics, and also local actions that communities and individuals can take.
That's a lot of ground to cover. So you were there yesterday. What'd you learn?
Well, yesterday morning was all about the current political environment and how to better communicate facts about climate change to kind of change the narrative that we're hearing in America right now. So admittedly, events like this address the choir. There's a lot of discussion about how to reach beyond those who are already engaged and who already care. So one PR expert talked about polling data that shows that Americans are just not concerned about climate change. It ranks really low on the list of priorities every year. It's not viewed as urgent, and it's difficult to communicate.
That's pretty surprising.
Well, you know, it's hard, I think, for people to wrap their heads around, like, in the future, this catastrophic thing is going to happen. So climate change does not get that much media attention. One presentation yesterday cited data that says across four networks, there was a total of 50 minutes devoted to climate in all of 2016. And that's TV, national news. I think we hear maybe a little bit more on the radio about it.
Yep. But like right now.
Right. But several speakers and panels talk about how to change that, how to get the media to report on how severe the crisis is. Communication companies are buying ads with really clear, simple messages and powerful images about the real impacts of climate change that also focus on solutions. So there's a move towards reporting news that's concrete, really focused on physical evidence that we have, that's also local. So this isn't local to us, but a journalist from Ireland talked about how there are now moray eels off the coast of Ireland, and that water used to be way too cold for those eels to exist there. Those eels are typically seen as pretty vicious and frightening to you know, most beachgoers. And he talked about how now that water is warm enough to support eels, and he doesn't want his kids in that water when they go back to vacation.
So scare them.
Yeah. So that, I guess his point is that coverage needs to be personal, local, and urgent. It's all about finding the people who like kind of care but don't know how to act, and then giving them actions they can take. Someone to vote for, a green product to buy, things like that.
Right. So the political environment now does not favor those who want to see action on climate change. So President Trump recently announced that he intends to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Are speakers addressing that giant elephant in the room?
Yeah, pretty head on. So two of the first talks of the summit were directly about the Trump administration. One was titled Keeping Hope Alive in the Trump Era, and another aimed at healing a divided America and reconstructing democracy. So there was a real focus yesterday on capitalist ideas that panelists and speakers say are conservative friendly. So lots of claims that it will actually be capitalism that will drive clean energy, starting with cutting taxes on that, on renewables and things like that. So Eric Pooley from the Environmental Defense Fund spoke early yesterday morning. His quote of the day was, never bet against the market. He says, you know, while it would be nice to have the market forces and federal policy working on renewable energy, he actually believes that economics will drive the switch to renewables.
Well, you had an up-close personal experience being there. Not everybody gets to do that. So beyond the speakers talking on those topics, has the summit itself changed at all in its approach? I mean, is there some things that the public can go to?
Yeah, so the public can go to the summit, and they can buy tickets to individual days. But there is also a full weekend of free activities that R-Day is rolling out in an effort, I think, to get more people, younger people who might not be able to commit to long days of discussions during the work weeks, out and engaged. So R-Day is actually sponsoring this Thursday's free concert in Snowmass. And then there's
with John Popper.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they'll make use of that stage beyond just John Popper. They're doing free community conversations based off of that Fannie Hill stage. There's an expo on electric cars. And the Impact Film Series is returning with films about environmental issues. And one thing that locals might find interesting is that there's one called Nobody's Home that was produced locally by the Sopras Foundation, Laurel Garrett, and Greg Poshman, who's a Pickens County Commissioner. It's a documentary about the loss of local residents in resort communities like ours.
And also second homes that are empty and taking a lot of resources.
Yeah, it considers a lot of those issues that we see here locally. Other films are about things like wildlife and extinction, deforestation, energy development, and more. So there's kind of something for everyone.
Okay, great. Thanks.
You bet.
Aspen Public Radio's environment reporter, Elizabeth Stewart-Severy.